Grand Rising, Rise and Shine. I was just doing a spiritual clean. When you do that cleaning, you're just thinking and cleaning and pondering how delicious and attractive and lovely and yummy and scrummy your life is. And I just thought, if someone was to ask me, what is it that I actually do? You know, outside of my music. What would I say? And I'd say that I'm the highest paid on the planet for what I specialise in. It's an absolute science. So sometimes you can't explain everything in science. It's quantum realities, it's quantum physics, it's the unknown, but there's an inner knowing, so you know you came in with this genetic code, you came in with this DNA, you came in with this information. You get new information when you're in the sun. So I just feel like I couldn't explain what I do, but I can show you what I do. And I can explain, you know, I communicate with animals, you know, I do animal healing. If your animal, you know, needs its chakras aligning and stuff, then I can do that. I can help do that. I can communicate with animals. I can heal you with sound frequencies. You know, 432 hertz is one of my favorite frequencies, and I believe in the frequency like it was my name, my last name. Like, I believe in there's loads of different frequencies. And I do like 432 hertz. That's the basis of sound my music. That's what it's all about, having a sound mind. There's a science to it, you know. You have to be open to receive. And you know, most things are downloaded into my spirit or in my essence. Like, so I might be drawing or colouring or creating something, And an idea will just flash, you know, like a picture or like a film, like I've watched it on a movie. It'll just flash before me and I'll think, okay, that was nice. And then, you know, you get that memory, like that feeling back, because it comes with a feeling. And that's the download. Like, you can't explain it, you can't quantify it, you know. You don't want to use your logical brain. It's not a reasoning thing. It's a feeling thing. It's an inner knowing thing. And you know, when people also ask me, like, what do I charge? I don't put prices on things, because I just feel like, you know what you can afford. How serious are you about your healing? How serious are you about your own awakening? How serious are you about it? Like, you know, and obviously everybody's at different stages and everybody's in different paradigms and everybody's living in their own dimension. You know, everybody has their own interpretation of what God is, who God is, how God is, where God is. Everybody interprets things to their own, you know, ideology. So, you know, I don't charge and say, well, you know, well, obviously, for the massage currently, I've been charging £1 a minute. So obviously 60 minutes, 66 minutes, £66, 90 minutes, £99. I like the number 9 and 6, and I also like 3. 369. Tesla. The car and the person, okay? Just pointing it out there, Tesla. So, you know, everything's just, I just operate like that. That is how I operate. So, you know, if somebody wants, you know, to do some trauma release, you know, I could say £1 a minute. But if the person, you know, it's very intense, it can be intense, it can be, it's a lot of different things, because people are different. But people get through what they're meant to get through, and they come to their own realization in their own time. And if I can be a guide or a help or an assistant or whatever in that process of self-development and self-attunement and self-realization, and, you know, acknowledging the universe that is in you and realizing that you're creating with everything that you do, with every word that you say, with every feeling, that we're creating. So you have to be very mindful. Sound by music. Of what you're listening to, what you're doing, who you're around, what are they saying to you, you know, what energy do they come with? Everything is energy. Everything is energy. I love energy. Energy is just, it's beautiful. And I love life. I love my life. Especially my life. And I feel like if we all just start to really just like tuck in and really dig in to our own lives and, you know, dig up all the roots, get to the roots of problems, get your mind around it, get your mind off it, leave it in the past. The past is gone. That's what's great about the past. It's past now, it's gone by. And the wonderful now is always now. Now, 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 now. It's all new, it's all now. It's all now. You can change your now, now. By doing something, guess what? Now. The power of now. Do you know what I mean? The wonderful now. Step into the now. Shout out to Eckhart Tolle. But the wonderful now. The power of now. It's all happening now. Your best life, you're living it now. Your worst life, you're living it now. The fears that you have, you're living it now. The fears that you don't have, you're living it. You're living it all now. And none of us are getting out of here alive, as I always say. So why not do the best that you can do? Be the best. You know, give your best. Give it your best shot. And you know, for the day, you should feel like, I got through another day. I am a G. I'm great. You know, not every day is going to be the same. And flipping heck if it wants. Fucking Groundhog Day. 51st dates. Do you really want to do the same thing over and over? Unless you enjoy it and then do it. I enjoy singing. I enjoy creating. I enjoy sharing my gift with those in the world that want to, you know, be on, like, that resonate with that sort of thing. Like, I'm done trying to, like, preach to the converted or try and tell people things they don't really, they're not ready to know. Like, come when you're ready, you know, and are you ever going to be ready? So just come now, just like, you know, if you want to talk about something, an issue that's bothered you, we can get through it, because guess what? That's what we're all here for, to get each other through. Because why wouldn't we want to do that? Everybody has mental health. Everybody's interpretation of mental health is different. But what my interpretation of is, you want to make sure that you're healthy in your mind, body, soul and spirit. So you should exercise. So you can exercise your mind, right? Like you'd exercise your body. And I'm not knocking the gym. I feel like the gym is cool. I don't personally go myself. I might start, might not. But I'm just saying, people like to work out at the gym. Bust a sweat, you know, abs and cardio. And then what about your mindset, though? Are you not, what about your mind? What's going through your mind when you're on the treadmill? Are you thinking about positiveness? Are you running from the past? What are you doing on the treadmill? Are you running towards your goal? What is it that you're doing? Where's your mind? So while you're working out, and I'm not knocking anybody that's on the treadmill. I love the treadmill. I think it's cool. Breathe through your ears. Head to the chopper. Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he's on that thing. No, it's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. I've just mixed up two different movies. You know, when Stallone's in Rocky and he's playing against Dolph Lundgren. I'm talking about him. Sorry, Annie. You don't look no like Dolph. You don't. Sorry, Dolph. Love you, Dolph. You don't look no the same, but when he's running up the treadmill, he's like, they're both they both make the same sounds. But that's what some people are doing. That's what, you know, in life, running up this fucking hill, this treadmill. You know, so basically, just be kind to yourself. And, you know, what I do is I encourage people, I motivate people. I see from a higher perspective, another dimension, a different paradigm. And then I just, you know, give suggestions or point you in the right direction, which is usually into yourself because... Everything is inside of you. Like, obviously, it's great. We can all share with outsides, you know, the outside people. But everything is already within you. You have all the answers. You just need to take the time out to shut the heck up and listen. Listen to your higher self. Listen to the divine in you. Listen to that divine being. Listen to the good in the God and the good in you and the divine and the infinite spirit in you. Listen to your own heart. And, you know, sometimes we're too used to asking people, what do you think about this? Or shall I do, like, it's 2020. You don't need to ask no one, no. Just follow your heart, follow your bliss, follow your dream. Anyone ask me what I do? I do big bits. I do labodes for bings, gee. Do you know what? I've always done loads of different things. It's not that I've got fingers and out pies, as my sister always likes to say. Maybe it is. Maybe I've got hands on all cakes. But, you know, that's what we're meant to do. It's the spice of life. You know, whatever your goal is, your dream, you know what it is, what you want to do. You know what you procrastinate about, make excuses about. And I can talk the hardest because I've done it myself. I've done it. Been there, done that. So I can say, I can talk the hardest because I've done it. You know, free the hemp, free the sativa. We should all be growing, planting trees, have aloe vera around, have poison ivy outside so nobody can try anywhere because divine is protecting. But the poison ivy, get some, get loads of trees and plants and get whatever you feel led to get. I'm not going to recommend anything. Follow your own heart. You know, heart and mind, entwined, alignment, you know, together. You know, if you feel low, raise your vibration. That's what you're meant to do. If you feel low, switch your focus on something that makes you more happy and cultivate your own happiness. You know, like that film, Pursuit of Happiness. He was pursuing some happiness. Pursue your happiness. Go for it. Do it. And I'm going to go pursue my assignment. I got to do my assignments now, you hear? So Asby's back. Randomly, because you know these podcasts, that's what I love about me. You know, you try to schedule and schedule things. And, you know, sometimes life has no schedule. So, you know, don't get fucking beat out. Sorry, I've been swearing a lot today. Sorry, not sorry. Apologies. Apologies. It's a very low vibration. How can you bless and then curse with the same tongue? It's not right, is it? Who knows what's right or wrong? Well, I didn't know, it just don't feel right, so I need to just get a handle on that. Who's with me? Less swearing. I'm going to set up a swear box in the gaff. Going to be billionaires, trillionaires, gazillionaires. No, because I'm not going to be swearing that more. Swear down, fam. Swear down, G. So, yeah. Have a pleasurable whatever you do today. Enjoy. Put your intention out there for the week. Dominate the day, the week, the month, the year. Put your intentions out there. Get a journal. Journal. Start filling it. Ideas. Theories. Hypotheses. Hypothesis. I said it right first time, but I liked it. Hypotheses and stuff. And if you want to know, oh, need confirmation on anything, or just want to talk, or it's £1 a minute. First 9 minutes are free, and after then, it's a trillion per second. Like now. But yeah, if anyone asks me what I do, I do music, I do life, I do love. I do realness, I do honesty. If you ask me a question about something, I'm gonna be honest. What do I have to gain by being honest with you and sharing my truth or perspective on something that might enlighten you? Enlighten yourself. Spend that time out to meditate. Do yoga. Breathe. Drink water. Put cucumbers in the shit. Turmeric. Ginger. Lime. Lemon. I'm going to go eat some more fruit. You've been delicious, as per usual. And that was me, Greta Denisha Brown, a.k.a. Bonnie Rae, a.k.a. The Sage Whisperer, your energetical host. Peace and love.